along the banks of the Mississippi. Right here the Mendota make their stand. The Mendota people lived along this river, fished among its waters and hunted on the plains. Now they are a people with no homeland. They say here beside the river they'll remain. And it's morning at the Minnehaha Free State, a little strip of stolen native land. Along the banks of the Mississippi, right here the Mendota make their stand. Come to carry off every face. Will you come to Minnehaha? Rise up, lock down, and take their place. Cause it's morning at the Minnehaha Free State, a little strip of stolen native land. Along the banks of the Mississippi, right here the Mendota make their stand. It's morning at the Minnehaha Free State, a little strip of stolen native land. Along the banks of the Mississippi, right here the Mendota make their stand.
Oh, I'm a friend of the fetus, a friend of incomparable worth. Yes, I'm a friend of the fetus, right up to the moment of birth. I am no friend to the fathers and mothers, and I am no friend to the sisters and brothers, and I am no friend to the weak and distressed. And I am no friend to the poor and oppressed, but I'm a friend of the fetus, a friend of incomparable worth. Yes, I'm a friend of the fetus, right up to the moment of birth. Once it's a baby, I will not go near it. I will not feed it, and I will not rear it, and when it is crying, I won't even hear it, for I have no room in my heart for a human, but I'm a friend of the fetus, a friend of incomparable worth. Yes, I'm a friend of the fetus, right up to the moment of birth. I will not care for it, I won't be there for it. I will not weep for it, I won't lose sleep for it. I'll back away from it, I won't go gray from it. I won't even pray for it, and I won't pay for it. I'm a friend of the fetus, a friend of incomparable worth. Woo-hah, yes, I'm a friend of the fetus, right up to the moment of birth, when it needs friends. Right up to the moment of birth.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
In the Cumberland Cemetery stands a memorial stone to a man who fought for others and was forced to die alone. Look at Canadian history at the old and yellow pier. pages. Did Ginger Goodwin die because he asked for better wages? Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. Each miner's child went down the mines, they didn't have a choice. When they tried to ask for a better deal, they didn't have a voice. Ginger spoke on their behalf with words full of reason. The owners twisted all his words, accusing him of treason. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. Workers in other countries, Ginger said he wouldn't kill. The army wouldn't take him, the doctor said you're ill. But somebody changed the doctor's minds, the doctors changed the charts. Then said Ginger was fit to kill fellow workers in other parts. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. At each end of a bayonet stands a working man who's fighting for his country where he doesn't own the land. Miners didn't start the war, they face hell enough below. If owners want to start a war, tell them to face the foe. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. In fleeing from injustice, Ginger hid deep in the woods. Brave men and women in the town made sure he had some food. He stood up to the powerful and he didn't believe in God. They are not decent reasons to bury a man beneath the sod. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. A disgraced Dan Campbell was guilty of criminal greed. Yet somebody gave this man the job of doing the hateful deed. He queried all the miners and everyone in town. He was told to bring young Ginger in, he wasn't told to shoot him down. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. Campbell shot young Ginger after tracking him in the woods. Ginger was no criminal, all he did was work for good. For the good of all the workers who worked down in the mines. Asking for a decent wage was considered then a crime. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head. Years of cold oppression, years of bodies scarred by coal. Hard coal cut the miner's skin, cold oppression cut their soul. Ginger sought to change that for a better way to live. In the end they took young Ginger's life, it was all he had to give. Ginger Goodwin was a good man, that's what everybody said. Ginger was a good man, but they shot him in the head.
That was Enoch Kent with The Murder of Ginger Goodwin. Kent is a Scottish-born folk singer, now based in Canada, who began playing professionally in the 1950s. That one's from his 2010 album, Take a Trip With Me. Ginger Goodwin was a coal miner from England who advocated for unions and workers' rights in British Columbia in the early 20th century. He was murdered by a police officer in 1918, and his death led to the very first general strike held in Canada, which lasted for one day but was a precursor to the Winnipeg General Strike of 1919, as well as several other labor actions in the country. Before that, we heard Carol Rose Livingston and Mark Dann with I Am a Friend of the Fetus. That's another one from Fast Folk Musical Magazine. Livingston was a professor of English, a ballad scholar, folk singer, songwriter, and human rights activist from New York. Dann was the recording engineer for Fast Folk, and he's also a bass player who's been working with musicians for over 40 years. Before that, we heard David Rovics with Morning at Minnehaha. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. We're going to hear one from the Manitoba band, the Osmond Davis Band, now. This is their version of the song I've Just Seen the Rock of Ages. It was written by John Brenton Preston of Paris, Kentucky, who wrote it while he was in prison, scratching the lyrics into the floor of his cell with a pebble. Preston met Ralph Stanley of the Stanley Brothers while on parole sometime in the 1970s, and Stanley learned the song from him and popularized it through his performances.
Thank you. friends and neighbors, a story I will tell. 'Tis a sad and mournful story that unto you I'll tell, concerning poor Hiram Hubbard and about the way he fell. He's traveling through this country, bound down in sorrow and distress. He traveled through this country in sorrow and distress. The rebels overhauled him, in chains they bound him fast. They drove him on before them, dripped in blood. They drove him on before them till the path was stained in blood. They testified again him, and they dragged him through the come to the Cumberland River. Was there they had his trial. They came to the Cumberland River. 'Twas there they held his trial. He bade this world farewell, ascended his last mile. They drove him up the holler, they drove him up the hill. They drove him up the holler, they led him up the hill. At the place of execution, he begged to write his will. Farewell, my dear companion. Likewise, my little child. Farewell, my dear companions. Likewise, my little child. I leave this letter with you, for I'm a going to die. They him of his money, then the shoes they did pull off. They robbed him of his money, then his shoes they pull off. They put 11 balls through him, and his body dropped away. Hiram Hubbard were not guilty, I've heard a great many say. Hiram Hubbard were not guilty,
I'm going to do a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. Nah, just kidding. First I could get tuned. Have you noticed that I only have one string? So it's cheaper that way. Because Reagan stayed in office, I don't want to have a nail string. She was bound, she got on the train.
With that train coming around the bend. He was an American blues artist and instrument maker from Mississippi. He played acoustic and electric guitar, one-string guitar, diddly bow, double bass, piano, and harmonica. We heard him on the one-string guitar on that one. It was recorded live in October of 1984 at the National Down Home Blues Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. Before that, we heard Corbin Hazlett with Hiram Hubbard. Hazlett is a contemporary old-time musician from Virginia. That's an American Civil War-era ballad about a man captured, brought to trial, and convicted by his captors, despite being innocent. It's reported to be a reflection of the guerrilla warfare in the Kentucky or Tennessee Highlands during the Civil War. And before that, we heard the Osmond Davis Band with I've Just Seen the Rock of Ages. Here's one now from Mike Seeger and Paul Brown. Seeger was a folklorist and musician who co-founded the New Lost City Ramblers in the 1950s. Brown's a musician, record producer, and radio host from the Appalachian region of the United States. This one, Let Me Fall, is from their 1996 album, Way Down in North Carolina. It's a traditional old-time tune from North Carolina.
Let me fall,
let me fall,
let me fall,
let me fall,
let me fall, little darling, let me fall. If I fall,
if I fall,
if I fall,
if I fall,
let me fall, little darling, on the ground.
I got drunk.
I got drunk.
I fell down.
I fell down.
Carry me home, little darling. Carry me home. Take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Take me home, little darling. Take me home. If I fall,
if I fall,
if I fall,
if I fall,
take me home, little darling, take me home.
Of them. national greening program run by Tree Canada is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting in areas of natural or human-caused disaster. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
John Showman and Chris Cool with Billy in the Lowground. They're two members of the Lonesome Ace String Band from Wolf Island, Ontario. That's from their recent album, A Field, 11 fiddle and banjo duets recorded in the great outdoors. That's a traditional American reel that likely has origins in the UK. Before that, we heard John Cohen with The Cuckoo Bird. He was a musician, musicologist, photographer, and filmmaker who is an instrumental member of the 1960s folk music revival. He's known for documenting Southern musicians and the artists he knew in New York City through his photographs and films. That's a traditional English folk song that was adapted into a banjo tune as it continued to develop in the United States. Cohen's version was recorded live at the 5th Annual Brooklyn Folk Festival in 2013. Before that, we heard Mike Seeger and Paul Brown with Let Me Fall. We're going to hear Joe Glazer now. He was a folk musician and labor activist from New York who recorded over 30 albums during his career. This one, Boom Went the Boom, is from his 1977 album, I Will Win, Songs of the Wobblies. It's a song about the Great Depression to the tune of the vaudeville song, Tarara Boom Die.
I had a job at 29 when everything was going fine. Knew the pace was pretty fast, but thought that it would always last. When organizers came to town, I'd always sneer, turn them down. I thought the boss was my best friend. He'd stick by me to the end. Ta-ra-ra, boom dee, ain't got a word to say. He chiseled down my pay, then took my job away. Boom went the boom one day, it made a noise that way. I wish I had been wise, next time I'll organize. I had a little bank account, not very much, a small amount, which to the savings bank I took. All they gave me was a book. I pinched on food, scraped on rent, hardly ever spent a cent. My little savings grew and grew. I thought I'd be a big shot too. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. It made a noise that way. There went my hard-earned pay, save for a rainy day. Oh, what a dirty trick. This soup line makes me sick. Where can that banker be? He's eating soup with me. Then finally it came to pass. All I had to eat was grass. The wolf don't bother anymore. He starved to death right by my door. With soup and gas and club and gun, they tried to make the system run. They said, dear friends, now don't get sore. We'll make it like it was before. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. It busted up one day. Those guys that stole my pay went flying every way. All that I've got to say, I hope they've gone to stay. Each dog must have his day. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay.
Can't jump, but
Just heard Eva Cassidy with Early Morning Rain. She was an American musician known for her interpretations of traditional music within Washington, D.C., yet largely unknown outside of her hometown. That's a widely recorded song written by Gordon Lightfoot in 1964. Before that, we heard Dyad from Victoria, British Columbia, with Hogeye off their 2017 album Revisionist. That's an American old-time reel. And before that, we heard Joe Glazer with Boom Went the Boom. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we're going to hear Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia now. This song, Wrong Side of the Country, is off his 2006 album, Hinterland.
In Vancouver, I'll bury my youth here. End of the road, come my eyes are wide and blind. I tried to live in the myths I've given my imagination since I was 8 or 9. But I'm a rambler, true love handler, running on the fuel of music and wine. By downtown fountains, I laid me down my mountains. My dreams overslept and I laid me down and cried. I'm on the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my loving man, I am hard to find. Thank you. I'm no traveler, I'm a soul unraveler. Living in me is a map of the country. Made miscalculations, the size of nations. When the cold winds blow, you don't sleep out at night. I sit here broke down in a flat near Chinatown, waiting for tea, wondering why when I speak I cry. I'm on the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my love and man, I am hard to find. On the wrong side of the country, on the wrong side of my mind, on the wrong side of the country, my love and man, I am hard to find.
When I was single, when dressed all so fine, now I am married, Lord, go ragged all the time. Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Dishes to wash and spring to go to. When you are married, Lord, you've got it all to do. Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. When I was single, my shoes, they did squeak. A single girl again. Three little children all lying in the bed, all of them so hungry, Lord, they can't raise up their head. Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. Send them to school. Then comes the drunkard and calls them a fool. Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again. When I was single, I eat biscuit and pie. Now eat cornbread or die. Lord, don't I wish I was a single girl again.
When the TV won't work and your toys fall apart, and you have a sad feeling deep in your heart, when you want to go out but it's raining out there, I just want you to know I care, I care, I do. There's no one like you. When they take you someplace and you have to sit in a chair, I just want you to know I care. When you tell a big lie and your parents are mean, when being grown up is a faraway dream, when they're filling your teeth and cutting your hair, I just want you to know I care. I care, I do. There's no one like you. I mention your name when I'm saying my prayers. I want you to know I care. When you have the big cold and you can't go out, when you sit for a week with that stick in your mouth, when you sleep in the dark and there's something out there, I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. And if sometimes I act like a grouchy old bear, I just want you to know I care.
That was Ginny Clemons with I Care. She was a folk musician known for working in the genres of women's music and children's music. That one's off her 1977 children's album, We All Have a Song, which she recorded in her living room, with children from her neighborhood providing accompanying vocals. Before that, we heard Peggy Seeger with When I Was Single. She's a member of the Seeger family. Mike and Pete Seeger were her brothers, her father was Charles Seeger, a folklorist and musicologist, and her mother, Ruth Crawford Seeger, was a composer and the first woman to receive the Guggenheim Fellowship. She's been living in the UK for over 60 years. That's a song popularized by the Carter family. Seeger recorded it when she was 19, and she based the guitar accompaniment on a piano accompaniment that her mother made for the song. And before that, we heard Old Man Ludica with Wrong Side of the Country. Here's one now from a 1956 album of field recordings made by Frederick Ramsey Jr. in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, of older musicians who he met during his travels through the southern states. This one, My Old Mother, is performed by Emmett Brand, who reckoned he was around 82 when he was recorded near Morgan Springs, Alabama, in 1954. This is a harvest song, which was likely originally sung by enslaved people.
Now I hear one that we used to pick with it. Let's see. My old mother, mighty good mother. My old mother, mighty good mother. My old mother, mighty good mother. She gonna reap just what she sowed. If she sowed good, she gonna reap good. If she sowed good, she gonna reap good. If she sowed good, she gonna reap good. If she gonna reap what she sowed. Tell them liars, better quit lying. Tell them liars, better quit lying. Tell them liars, better quit lying. They gonna reap just what they sow. If they sowed bad, they gonna reap bad. If they sowed bad, they gonna reap bad. If they sowed bad, they gonna reap bad. You gonna reap just what you sow. Tell them gamblers, better quit gambling. Tell them gamblers, better quit gambling. Tell them gamblers, better quit gambling. Or they gonna reap just what they sow.
The water in the Hudson River isn't gonna be clean up upstate unless it's clean down the state too. It's one river, one river. Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, old life givers, I'll have them wherever I roam. And I was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. Yet I was never alone. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. And I was not far from home.
That was Pete Seeger with Sailing Down My Golden River. Seeger was a very influential folk singer and activist who advocated for civil rights, environmental causes, and other important social issues through his music. That's one of his songs about the environment from a compilation album of live performances from the Bread and Roses Festival of Acoustic Music in Berkeley, California. In 1966, Seeger and his wife Toshi founded the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Inc., a nonprofit organization that aims to protect the Hudson River in New York from pollution. Their protests led to the passage of the Federal Clean Water Act in 1972, and the Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976, and operations still continue to reduce pollution in the river. Seeger wrote the song in the 1960s, around the time he got the idea to build a replica Hudson River sloop to educate people about river pollution. And before that, we heard Emmett Brand with My Old Mother. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but I want to remind you that the pandemic isn't over, and it's now flu season, so please stay safe out there. Wear a mask and wash your hands. If you happen to miss any part of today's show, you can access the archives online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. You can also head over to julianacyoung.com, where I post the show and the notes I make about the music we play, as well as other things I'm working on. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. I'm going to leave you with one from Daniel Kulak and Carnell from Winnipeg. This one, Dream 12, is off the 2010 album Fiddle and Banjo. Take care!
Got enough
local music, independent voices,
politics, polka, punk,
hip hop, and hoot.
It's all here. CKUW
95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.